So we're here at Badgers this evening after the Millers Suburban League squad have beaten Whitstable Town 5-0 with the manager Tommy Osborne. Tom, first, was it seven, six games now you've played, your first taste at management. How's it going for you?
Well, so far so good results-wise. There's one game this season where we've let ourselves down a little bit, probably the last 10 minutes here. Last game. Other than that, the boys have been spot on from start to finish. Training, good attitude, and results-wise, we're I can't ask any more of them at the minute.
And it's a tough league to play in. There's a lot of travelling to do. Some good sides about, a few under 21, 23 sides. Tonight against Whitstable, there were some big fellas there. It was a decent side. They was unbeaten in the league before tonight, and we beat them 5-0. You've got to be happy.
Yeah, well, I think the first 10 minutes, they actually started well with the ball. They was very quick, in our faces, lots of energy. And I thought it was going to be a real test. But I think where the boys done well is they kept their composure, started passing the ball. And as soon as we got a foothold in the game, to be fair, Whitstable didn't really have a look in it after that. My only concern was at 3-0 half-time, that the boys in the second half was going to take their foot off the pedal, if you like. And that's what I said to them at half-time. But to be fair to them, they didn't. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but not at any time during the game did Whitstable look like they were actually going to get back in the game. And that was the pleasing aspect, because it's very easy at 3-0 to go through the motions. And to be fair to the lads, they didn't do that. And as I say, we come out in the second half, got another couple of goals.
And I suppose there's no forward planning. Like on Saturday, you go to Walton and Hersham. You probably know nothing about how they set up, how they play. But how do you approach those type of games?
Yeah, well, that is one thing. You know, in this league, we don't really know any of the players, any of how the team's set up. So it's all about us. We've got a pool of about 16, 17 players that we can use. Some lads aren't available with games, work commitments. So I'm quite lucky in that respect that we have got a good group of 16, 17 lads that when they are called upon, they can come and play. But we don't really know anything about the other sides. We just, before the game, talk about us, set ourselves up. And, at the minute so far, that's good enough.
And tonight you sit top of the league. Mm. What are your aspirations at the end of the season?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to sort of gauge where you want to be because we don't know one team to the next. What I've seen so far, there's no reason why we can't be very competitive. There's no reasons why we can't look at a cup and say, let's try and win it. So, as I say, you don't want to start making silly predictions, but I think we can be a very, very competitive team this year.
Tom, great to speak to
Lovely.
You.
Cheers, Frank.
Have a good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Frank.